Malawi's government is teaming up with international organizations and faith-based groups to help people affected by HIV and AIDS. The Impact Program is a four-year, $13 million USAID-supported project being implemented by international NGOs as well as local Catholic health commissions. The program aims to improve the well-being of over 58,000 orphans and vulnerable children and improve access to treatment and care for over 41,500 people living with HIV. Malawi has a 12% incidence of HIV and is the leading cause of death amongst adults and a major factor in the country's low life expectancy of just 43 years. Catholic Relief Services and Alliance partners are matching the USAID funding for the program and have so far given an additional $14 million in cash and support. Antonia Powell is the Deputy Chief of Party for the Impact Program with CRS. She told us more about the progress being made.
Malawi has a fairly substantial HIV epidemic. The prevalence amongst adults aged 15 to 49 is 12%, so it's quite a high prevalence. And in terms of affected children, we have more than 1 million orphans, approximately half of whom have lost a parent to AIDS. So it's really a very significant problem here in Malawi.
Now, is there a stigma surrounding the virus as well?
I would say that there has been really significant progress made in the area of stigma. I think people are feeling more comfortable disclosing their status and sharing with others. For example, in the baseline survey that we recently did for the Impact Program, we asked respondents in a totally confidential and voluntary way if they wish to share their status with us. And really, the vast majority of respondents, 99% of respondents, elected to disclose results and to answer the question, which I think is really an indication of people feeling more comfortable. Our survey also showed that people are overwhelmingly, more than 95% of respondents were willing to care for a family member with HIV. So I think there's very good acceptance within the household. So I think we're making a lot of progress, and there's still work to be done, but I think we're getting there.
Well, then can you tell me a bit about the Impact Program?
Sure. It's a four-year, $13 million USAID-funded program. And unlike a traditional grant, it's made under a funding mechanism called a GDA, a Global Development Alliance, which means that it's a combination of sort of public and private resources brought together. So while the $13 million comes from the United States government, we also have $14 million of contributions made by Catholic Relief Services and partners and our private sector partners. So it's a leveraged award, meaning that for every dollar we solicit in government funding, we are obliged to provide a dollar's worth of support. So it's an exciting mechanism that really tries to bring together a variety of partners. We have 12 different organizations involved, nine of which are kind of like on-the-ground implementers. And those include organizations like Save the Children, which is an international organization, also the Catholic Health Commissions of three different dioceses, so a combination of different kinds of partners. And then we have technical assistance providers like the National Association of People Living with HIV and AIDS in Malawi, called NAPAM. We also have an information technology provider called DTRI, and we even have a bank. It's called Opportunity International Bank of Malawi. So we have a variety of different partners who bring different strengths to the table to come up with a very innovative program, and it has two major objectives. The first is to improve quality of life and services for orphans and vulnerable children, and we're targeting about 60,000 children over the course of the four-year program. And then the other seeks to improve access to treatment and care for about 40,000 people living with HIV.
And have you seen progress since you've begun this program?
Well, we're still in the beginning stages. We started in late June, early July, so we're definitely still in our infancy as a program. But I think we've forged a very strong partnership amongst the 12 partner agencies, and that's an important part of any program. We've gotten a good sense of the environment on the ground. Our program focuses on the southern region of Malawi and also includes some communities in the central region. So as I mentioned, we completed a baseline survey that surveyed over 1,700 households to get a very comprehensive understanding of the challenges that they're facing and, you know, to give us a sense of whether the interventions that we've planned will really be appropriate and maybe areas where we might need to emphasize in a certain direction or another. So that's a major accomplishment. And now we're working on setting up some of our systems and procedures to make sure that the program will roll out in a consistent way. I would say the one activity that we've been able to make really substantial progress on is the enrollment of over 800 children for secondary school support. Secondary school is quite costly in Malawi. There are school fees associated, examination fees, costs for uniforms, costs for learning materials, and for very vulnerable households, this often means that children are unable to attend secondary school. So one of the first activities we had was to go around and work with communities and work with government officials to identify vulnerable children who were academically successful. They had earned a place in a secondary school, but their families were unable to support the costs. And so through our partners, we've identified over 800 children, and we'll be supporting them to go to school. So we think that that's a really substantial accomplishment.
During the Christmas season, do you have any special activities or special projects just for this particular season?
Not for our program per se. I would say that Christmas in Malawi is celebrated. Generally it's a time with friends and family. People often return to their home village to be with their extended family, prepare a big meal, enjoy their time together. People are quite religious here, so many people will go to their various church services or mosque services, whichever religion they subscribe to. For the program, as I mentioned, Catholic Relief Services in Malawi has many different programs, so we also observe it in our office. We take staff are welcome to make contributions of clothing or food items or cash donations, and we support a local center for orphans and vulnerable children run by one of our church partners. So we all sort of contribute in our different ways.
All right. Well, Antonia, those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
I guess I would just suggest that as people are celebrating Christmas around the world, I think it's always an opportunity to reflect on the blessings we have, the gifts we've been given, and always to think of those who have not been as fortunate. And I think programs like Impact are really, it's like we try to create Christmas all year round. You know, our goal is to try to assist these families in every way possible. So I think as people are celebrating their own Christmases, they can keep in mind those less fortunate and make an effort to share their blessings with others.